Might have been really nice to sleep in this morning, huh? For some of you, Sunday night mass kind of works out well when it's January 1st. And if anybody here is still kind of working their way home, it's a good place for you to be right now too. The shepherds went in haste. That's kind of an old-fashioned word, to go in haste. What does it mean to go in haste? We don't talk like that typically, do we? That'd be kind of weird. Hurriedly, quickly. That to do something with haste is to also have a real intensity about it, that there's a focus to it, that there's a resolution behind it. It's not being frantic, but really determined. When we see someone who's making their way in haste, we kind of don't want to get in their way because they're on a mission. Kind of know what I mean? Maybe you've made your way in haste. Maybe it was to a tree recently, a week ago, with the hopeful expectation that there might be something with your name on it. Maybe. And that's what the shepherds are doing, having heard the angelic proclamation just before this passage, and then being joined by the multitude of angels, which is the army of angels. They do what they're commanded to do and make their way immediately with resolution, with determination, to the newborn king. And I find myself asking, to what or to whom am I hurrying? And even if I'm not hurrying towards anyone or anything, I'm still making a choice. There is no neutral. Am I making my way in haste to honor Jesus? Did I do that today in any measurable way? There's a temptation to list all sorts of things that we're going to do differently this year. And my encouragement is to avoid being superficial and trivial. I mean, there's something to be said about losing weight or drinking moderately or having more exercise or reconnecting with people. All of those are valuable, but they become really meaningful to the degree of, am I honoring Jesus? And do I seek to honor him every day? Do I seek to make my way in haste to the newborn king present in my life? And if I'm not doing that, whatever resolutions I have before me, they don't matter. And after the shepherds go in haste and see it exactly as it had been proclaimed to them, they continue and they make known everything that they had witnessed, that it wasn't something where they were going to hoard it or keep it to themselves. But when you meet God and you're touched by his love, you're compelled to share it with other people, and not in obnoxious ways that are in your face, but by measurable differences that happen in our lives because of the encounter we experience. This isn't about getting in somebody's grill and saying, are you saved? And all the pretentiousness that goes with that. It's false. It's phony. It's joy that's more profound. It's confidence that's more developed. It's gratitude that's deep in our life. It's generosity that all of a sudden becomes more of a reflex because we've met the Lord. We know him. Friends, if our lives as Christians are not measurably different from those who do not profess Jesus as Lord, Savior, and Messiah, then we're not Christian. That's the proclamation of the gospel. To make our way in haste to the Lord, to encounter him as Savior and Messiah, and to make him known in our daily living, right where we're at, with the individuals with whom we live and the ones with whom we meet. And right then and there in this gospel from the second chapter of Luke, he draws our attention from the shepherds, and it's like a zoom lens right on Mary. And it's verse 19. And there she is. And Luke is inspired by the Holy Spirit to tell us that she kept all these things in her heart. She kept them, not putting them in some kind of a memory box or treasure box. She kept them. She cherished them. She savored them. She delighted in them. And what's the them? Not just the shepherds coming, but everything that had happened. Her whole life being so incredibly redirected from what she thought it was going to be when perhaps she was your age. Keeping that in her heart. Delighting in that. All the while not knowing how it was going to continue to unfold. That everything, as bewildering and as confusing as perhaps as it was, had a place in God's plan. That's what she kept in her heart. And she reflected on these things. Sometimes that's translated in English, she treasured or pondered these things. Very instructive here. The original word in Luke's gospel meant something very specific in the Greek culture. It meant to wrestle or to do battle with. She wrestled with these things. She did battle with them. That this wasn't easy. When God calls and we respond, consequences happen, and it's different, and it's not always easy to understand what is happening or that to which we're called to. It might be very different than how we had thought it was going to be. It's a struggle to which she remains faithful in keeping all of these things in her heart, the things that God is doing in her life and the promises of a meaningful and fulfilled life. Then the shepherds, we hear, they return. They return glorifying and praising God. They go back to where they live, different because of the encounter that has happened, the witness to love that they saw in Mary and in Joseph. I guess I find myself, as the new year begins, so not wanting to just go through the motions, so not wanting to just circle the airport, so not wanting it to be 2016 revisited. But I want to get closer to the Lord. And sometimes it's a battle. It's like wrestling, because sometimes it's not easy. And yet, honoring Jesus is exactly what makes all the difference.